This is Rocky Flats. You are tuned in to KGLR 95.3 FM Greenlight Radio. I am sitting here with a Big Thompson Flood. Everybody, say hello.
Hello out there.
Hello.
Greenlight listeners.
Hello.
All right. So, introduce yourselves.
My name is Paul Marnis. I am the bass player for Big Thompson Flood.
My name is Mark Hutt. I'm the guitarist.
My name is Lowell Thompson. I'm the drums and lead vocalist.
All right. Now, you guys played an awesome performance for us tonight. You guys played about five songs, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much, first
off.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
When was your band formed? First question.
Well, what was that? About a little over a year ago?
Yeah, January 2010.
January 2010.
No, 2011.
2011.
We can't even get that right.
I don't know. Sometimes you just lose track. Time goes by. You get older.
It happens.
It does happen.
It's kind of like a curse.
A little bit of a curse.
Okay, so when you guys got together, how did that happen? Explain the process. Somebody tell the story of how Big Thompson Flood got together.
Well, a long time ago in the mid-90s, I came upon a man by the name of Paul Martis in the Boulder area, Martin Acres to be specific.
Okay.
His talents were known across the land, and in fact, his bass playing was quite good. And back then, we were mostly shitty, basically. And we got better quick. And then shortly thereafter, right around 1996,
we got better quick.
I met Mark Hutt, and he ended up being a roommate there of mine. And his guitar skills were awesome then, and they're better now. But the holy triumphant that you're hearing tonight came together just about a year ago, and Paul and Mark did not actually really cross paths in that process.
Oh, yes, we did.
And if you did, you forgot about it, I tell you that. And but now, it's kind of like a little mini dream team here, and we're happy to be the Big Thompson Flood.
Yes, nice. We are.
That's right.
Now, how does the songwriting process happen? Does somebody come up with the entire idea and the rest put it together? Or do you guys just jam it out, feel it out, or how does that happen?
Well, a lot of times it's kind of a mutual effort. Sometimes Paul will have a good bass line from a song idea that he's had in his mind. Mark, much the same, kind of bringing together song ideas rhythmically and melodically, and then I can kind of lace in some vocals that I've had written and write at the time. A lot of our songs, most of them are original. We have a few covers, but the songwriting process is pretty basic, pretty formulaic, and you know, the melody makers, Paul and Mark, just go nuts.
Where do the lyrics come from? I mean, they're very inspiring.
Well, I guess it would be kind of a cryptic observation of existence in humanity without trying to polarize one way or the other and have it be interpreted by most conscious individuals here on Earth. And that's what we aim to do here.
And also they rhyme.
And they rhyme.
Right. Tell me, though, I am curious, as far as musicians go, and I want to know everyone's individual answer on this. What is it like being a part of Big Thompson Flood? Bassist, guitarist, go. One of the two.
Mark, let me.
Well, it's a lot of fun. We have a good time. You know, we get together once a week and practice. And, you know, we just keep working on our songs, coming up with new ideas. And we're really looking forward to getting to playing more. So, I don't know. We just have a good time. We bust balls. Give each other a hard time, and then we, you know, play as hard as we can, and you know, keep working on our music. So it's a lot of fun.
What about you, Mr. Bassist?
When you say bust balls, are you talking about bust balls? I mean,
bust balls, balls.
balls.
That does happen.
Bust balls, balls.
No, we have a great creative process that we go through, and the biggest thing is that we maximize all of our time doing something really special for all of us. And once a week, I mean, I used to play in bands where we played at least four times a week just to hone something down. But if you can do your homework, you can come back and do it once a week. And I think at our professional level, it just speaks volumes. We feel better when we actually spend less time going over and over because you really do get sick of the music you're playing.
Yeah, I always wonder that about bands. Like, you have to play the same song over and over and over. You know, I can't even listen to the same song over and over and over. So, can't imagine what it's like to play it, you know.
You got to like the songs.
Yeah, and that comes to the next question, really, is like, how does it feel working as a band and coming to that creative process? Obviously, every song is a rewriting process and a replaying process and a rehearsing process. How do you guys feel as a band going through that process? Do you feel like this is a productive feel, or do you feel like this is more like sometimes it can get a little stagnative, you know, or stagnation going?
Well, we these songs change all the time. Like over the last year, we have recordings that we did back in like April and May, and the songs are unrecognizable. You know, so they can, you know, we come up with different ideas, or we try different things, or you know, so they're always evolving. So. A lot of them we have kind of where we like them, but we still change this and that all the time. So we're not playing them exactly the same way for a year, week after week after week. They're constantly changing to where we think they're better.
Dialing them in, wouldn't you say?
That's right, I would.
Yeah, continually. I would say that a lot of the stuff we do feeds off of, you know, lyrics. I guess it kind of depends on if there were some preconceived notions of lyrics versus a melody that might come out, either it be you on guitar or Paul on bass. But ultimately, it's kind of everyone's sharing the responsibilities here.
Nice. So how many have you guys played any venues locally? Or are you guys playing house parties? Where are you guys at as far as playing for the public?
Well, you know, we've had kind of limited exposure out there. A couple of clubs in Denver and just a couple of brief open mic nights and a couple of parties. But we're really just starting it out. And, you know, with the set list that's coming together, as you guys can probably hear, we're looking to really kind of like get ourselves on the map a little bit.
Absolutely.
Have you guys thought about playing sporting events?
Sporting events like... like your mom's cribbage match?
No, I was thinking a little more intense, like, you know, be. Like the overweight middle-aged bowling competition.
What?
Well, that came out of nowhere.
Is that better than the cribbage? Because I wasn't sure.
Well, you know, cribbage and backgammon share a fine line. The enthusiasm
I
that surrounds bowls.
I think that affects Americans Disability Act. I don't know if we can do that.
He totally pulled out the Disability Act. Yeah. I didn't see that coming, dude.
I play at the bowling alley.
Obesity.
Do we have to wear bring our own shoes
in the United States?
Well, you actually.
I don't know if you know this.
I did not know.
Do we have to rent shoes to play at the bowling alley?
Huge.
It is. America and obesity go hand in hand.
It kind of does. Yeah. And AARP.
We are going to play shit.
We will help the obese people burn calories by dancing to our music.
Pretty much everything you're going to hear is going to be danceable.
You will lose weight by listening to our music.
Nice.
Yeah, you will.
Either by sweating or vomiting.
Yeah.
Oh, or a combination of both.
Or a little from column A, a little from column B.
I like the sweat vomits. Those are always fun.
The sweat vomits are good.
You'll be barfing to the oldies.
Yeah. Is that a Richard Simmons workout? purging to the oldies.
Purging to the oldies.
Yeah, yeah. Binging, purging.
All right. So tell me, what do you guys have planned for your future? Where do you guys see you guys going? Where do you want to go as a band? Where do you feel you're going as a band?
Well, I think we want to do some more recording. We got a lot of ideas that we want to, put down and overdub and use all the technological stuff that we have available to us, and then just to continue to play, you know, bigger venues, obviously, you know, continue to write music and new music and bring it to a bigger audience. So I think first and foremost, we're a live band. We want to, we don't want to add a ton of members, but we, you know, continue to involve, you know, what we put together, and then continue to play out.
Visceral.
We'd like the most. For you to come see us play, you need to smell us in person to get the full effect.
There's no faking it.
It is a stench, folks, that you cannot, like, and I don't want to say bad or good. I just want to say a stench.
It's been described as a pong.
Sometimes it's a funk. And
it's a funky stench.
The Paul Martis Maximus here is a is the Greek god of funk, in fact.
His grooves were quite you know,
tasty. Come on,
tasty.
I mean,
and,
really,
and like an odorous,
stinky. Odorous. It's almost odorous. Like that pungent smell you can take a bite off of.
Like it's like it's so like strong that it kind of makes me sick, like but at the same onion. Time, I want to bite into it,
like an onion booty.
Like your grandpa's.
It's like a garlic
foot
cake.
Stench.
Cakes, garlic.
So let me ask you a question. How do you guys feel about being a band in Boulder County? What is it like being in Boulder County as a musician? How do you guys feel about it individually as musicians?
Well, there's some good competition out there, and we're all trying to fill the slots of a finite amount of weekend dates, Friday and Saturday nights. There's only so many places to go to, so there is an elevated level of competition that is kind of exclusive and elite, I'd have to say. We're making our best efforts to squeeze in there somehow, some way.
Yeah, well, people like good music, so, you know, people are fans are interested and supportive, so it's awesome.
And that's what's key, you know. And you guys definitely have a funky sound. I wanted to throw that out there.
Nice.
Thanks.
Definitely.
Thank you.
You can thank Paul for that.
I was bobbing my head, for sure, you know. I don't mean in a sexual manner. I just want to.
It looks
well,
sexual.
I would hope not, because we're just all God-fearing folks here.
Well, that's good.
By
that's
the way,
good.
You know, just if you ever wanted to just admit your sins and kind of like just become one with Jesus Christ, the Big Thompson Flood is completely not that way.
I was going to say, you're about to sell yourself to church choirs and saved.
And okay. We're done. Thanks for coming.
So what did you think of Use Me? When?
Oh, honestly, I like that. I like that song. I like the chorus, definitely. I like the whole breakdown. Honestly, I think you guys have a great sound as far as
well, thank you.
The breakdown goes.
Thank you very much.
You guys break it down and then bring it back up, and that is key.
Well, that's the visceral live experience, and we tried to give that to you tonight here on Greenlight Radio.
Home of the best music in Boulder County.
I have absolutely. To say, I tell you what.
Absolutely.
Yes. So,
it is now.
Where can people find out more information about Big Thompson Flood? Online?
Well,
okay.
We have a Facebook page, Big Thompson Flood. You just put that in the old fucking search engine.
The Google machine. Yeah, you can find us on Facebook.
Yep, you can.
Big Thompson Flood.
We've got some videos and some things to listen to, but...
SoundCloud page, you can hear some.
You guys
of
have a Reverb Nation page or just SoundCloud?
SoundCloud for right now, okay. But there's so many. Well, we'll see what else is out there. There's plenty of music services out there, but SoundCloud for right now. But you can find us on Facebook to book us for your venue. Our contact information is there as well.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. Any final words you want to say to the people of Boulder County and Greenlight Radio listeners?
Well, besides the funk element you heard and the blues and the R&B and the rock and roll and all that rockabilly stuff in between, we do have a disco element that will set your live party on fire. We can thank, again, Mr. Paul Martis Maximus for that.
Yep, thank you, Greenlight Radio.
Yeah, thanks. And please like us on Facebook. Then you can come out and find out where and when you can smell us in person.
Yes, and it is a unique, beautiful, and divine sort of stench. I'd like to throw that out there.
All right. Thanks, Rocky.
No problem. All right. So thank you very much for joining us, guys. And you guys have a great night. And everyone out there, check out Big Thompson Flood as soon as possible before the zombie apocalypse. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.